The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I am here. Well, we are here to hear from Miss Corin Clark this morning. Good morning to you, Corin. First of all, let me say good morning to Mommy. Good morning, Miss Dion. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. Hope you're well.
Yes, I am well. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How is Mommy feeling today about Corin? I know that you are very, very proud of her.
Oh yes, most definitely. Always proud of her accomplishments.
And tell us a little bit about how you manage Corin, because I see that your journey is, you know, something that you talk a lot about in terms of how you and Corin have your conversations and so on. How has it been for you seeing a young lady who definitely doesn't think like us older heads? How has that been for you?
Well, it's never a dull moment for sure. You ask about how I feel managing Corin. I feel like she manages us, to be honest. Honestly, I feel like we're just here, my husband and I are just here to help facilitate and I guess connect the dots so she could see all her dreams come true. She does the work, so it's always such a great moment to witness the plans that she lays and she works towards. Mm-hmm. It's always a great thing to see those things come true.
All right, so this time you are definitely stepping into another venture for her. You were talking about Karen Festa. Now, originally, you are Trini born, yes?
Yes, I am.
And your husband is?
My husband is Ketishan. Corin's dad is Ketishan.
So how was that transition for you?
Not difficult at all, to be honest. It's been, what, just over a year, Corin, that we moved to Sinkets. And she would speak to her own experience, but it's been great. It's not something I ever thought I would do, at least not so early on, to be honest. But it's what was best for us, and it's working out. It's working out really well.
And what was the transition like for you?
In progress.
Sorry, but how was the transition for you, Corin? Did you leave with a heavy heart, or were you very happy for the adventure?
Well, I was not very happy at first, I can tell you that, for sure. Because, like, it was just all so random. I was just living my life.
And here comes Mommy and Daddy just to uproot you, and yes, we're going to St. Kitts. Yeah.
But after I settled in, it's pretty good. Right now, we're moving into a new house soon, so we're just with my grandparents for now. It's going to be fun. I'm settled in. I have a new school with new friends. So it's going pretty good.
All right. And I see that, well, this article may be very, like, an older article. This one says 7 years old and 7 books. How old are you now and how many books do you have?
I am currently 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm turning 10 and I have 10 books. And I have 10 books published right now.
Because I know that one of your missions was to have a book for every year that you are alive.
Well, not technically, but
I don't call it. So how do you go about finding your ideas to write?
Well, finding my ideas to write isn't very hard. You just observe your surroundings around you and you can turn it into a story or whatever. Because for my 10th book, my ninth book,
mm-hmm.
It started off as a spooky story for school, and so I decided to add chapters to it to make my ninth book. Mm-hmm. It's called The Haunting of Brimstone Hill. You can get it on Amazon.
All right. So you like any particular type of story, genre of story, or you venture into different feelings, different types of stories?
I like to do different types of reading, but I mostly read fantasy.
Ah.
Fantasy and mystery stories.
So tell me your favorite fantasy book then.
This is a hard one.
That's a hard one? All right, so if I say top three fantasy books, would that make it easier? All right, so tell me your top three.
Okay, the first one, it would be in third place would probably be Zoan, The Forest of Secrets, mm-hmm. by Alake Pilgrim. The second one would be, what's it called again? Oh yeah, The Gilded Ones.
Mm-hmm.
And number one would be Fern's School for Wayward Fae. The graveyard gift. I think that one was a really good book.
Really, really good one. And what was it like doing storytelling with your fellow peers? Did they settle down to listen, or did they tease you? What was it like reading for them?
Nobody teased me, but once for World Book Day in my new school, I was hired to read the book. Well, not hired, I didn't get paid. I read for classes from kindergarten to grade 4, which is my class right now. I'm going mm-hmm. into grade 5,
mm-hmm.
middle school.
Well, she did the tears thing. What does that mean? You're excited for middle school, or you would prefer to stay? She's shaking her head.
Sorry, be nice.
What does that mean? Is it different personalities that you have to deal with?
I'm not gonna say any names.
I guess it's anxiety linked to a new teacher.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah,
but yeah,
that does happen from time to time. You know, you think about the new experience and you get a little overwhelmed, but you'll be okay. You'll be great. So tell me, what has it been like being invited to so many places to read your books?
Well, like my mom said, never a dull moment.
Mm-hmm. What's your best moment so far?
Maybe when I hosted my first Chronicles of Corin Children's Book Festival in 2023. I am hosting another one this year. Mm-hmm. It is in September 21st. It's a Sunday. It's at Sugar Apple and Simcoe. So if anybody's in Simcoe, you should like just come up there.
So how do you tell your mom that you're going to do something? Because I hear that you kind of plan it in your head first and then just let them be in on the idea. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, how do you deal with that?
Well, sometimes I have to think to myself, the powers that she thinks I have, I don't have. But it's amazing, though, that she comes with these big ideas. And I mean, we can't shut her down. Mm-hmm. You know, as adults, we sometimes tend to project our fears and our insecurities onto our children, or the children we're tasked with leading mm-hmm. and guiding. But my husband and I try our very best not to do that. So, I mean, we're very real with her in the conversations that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say no outright. We say we will try our best. We will do everything that we can. There were a lot of nerves going into the first stage of her book festival.
Mm-hmm.
But it was amazing. It was really well received. We were all so happy to see how much the children enjoyed it. And I mean, the nerves are back now that we're planning for the first staging of it here in St. Kitts.
Mm-hmm.
But the excitement is building, and she has two guest authors that I would let her tell you about.
All right, so tell me about the two guest authors.
Okay, so the two guest authors are Yolanda T. Marshall and Alyssa I don't know how to pronounce her last name, mommy.
Alyssa Bezinski. So where are they from?
Oh, Yolanda T. Marshall is from
Guyanese, yeah, but lives in Canada.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Sorry, Yolanda T. Marshall.
And the other author?
Alyssa
is Grenadian.
All right, so it will be different. Well, it's different countries as well, talking about different experiences growing up. What type of stories do they tell?
Well, they basically do. I haven't read any of Alyssa's books. I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, you did. Good Boy Milo.
Oh, that's her. Oh.
Yes, that's hers.
Sorry, Alyssa.
Uh-oh. I think she'll forgive you. Don't worry. So what was her story like? What was her story about?
So Good Boy Milo was basically a story about about like a journey of the Caribbean, like what each of the countries is about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're mixing up. Good boy, Milo, is the one with the dog. Milo is the dog. Yolanda T. Marshall is the one with the Caribbean. Miles are with the Caribbean. You're mixing up Miles and Milo.
Ah, the names are similar. So there you go.
Tell us about good boy, Milo. Milo is the dog.
I forgot about the one.
Right. So good boy, Milo is basically about this dog that is a good dog. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes puppies could be mischievous. So it's just a journey about that.
Right.
But it's really good. At the last book festival, the different authors would just read excerpts of their different books, and it's different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around is going to be the same thing. We're trying to get some Kitishan authors on board as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But we have two confirmed, Alyssa and Yolanda, who would be traveling from their respective countries to come participate in the book festival.
And it is important to have different stories from varying countries and cultures exposed to the children, so they have an idea of not only the sense of self, but sense of Caribbean, not so?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Corinne? What do you think about representation in literature?
Repeat, please.
As a young person, to see yourself represented in stories, how important is that for you?
I think it's important because if children see children like them doing great things, they'll be inspired to go after their dreams.
Yeah, and you're inspiring many, many young people. Because, I mean, if I saw myself writing 10 books in 10 years, you know, that is a very, very big feat.
And technically not 10 years.
Well, 6 years. Well, how many books you have now? 9 books? So 10. Technically, one for each year. She's counting.
She's very exacting. She's not saying that you wrote a book every year you've been alive. She's just saying that you have so many books, almost as many books as you've been alive. That's what she's reading.
Ah, I mean, as a writer, yeah. I guess things like that, you have to be precise in what you're saying. I get you. Don't worry, I get you. So, Corinne, how are you feeling about representing St. Kitts and Nevis at Carifesta? And what would you be doing?
I think it's going to be fun. I haven't gone to Barbados in forever. Mm-hmm. Well, I have gone to Barbados, but we just went to stop before I went to church. But, yeah, that was really cool. I think it's going to be really cool. And I'm also excited to shop at the Grand Market, which is basically like a giant pop-up shop for the mm-hmm. Caribbean.
Mommy, your pockets ready for that?
Daddy pockets.
So Karen, tell me your most memorable experience thus far in your journey and your most memorable one for St. Kitts so far.
Okay, so in my journey for like writing books, let's see.
Probably Monstrat.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of that thing we went there for again? Oh.
Ali Ugana Book Festival. She was invited to be the feature author at the Monstrat Book Festival.
Okay, so your passport was well stamped, my dear. Yeah?
I don't know.
Which one country you would like to visit? What's one on your must go to list?
In the Caribbean or like anywhere?
Anywhere.
I don't think this is technically a country, but I've always wanted to go to Italy.
Oh yes, Italy is a country. And what about Italy appeals to you?
The food.
She has expensive tastes.
Going for the food.
Yes. Yep. Expensive, my dear. That's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to explore. All right, so Corinne, I see that you're taking a little break, and we're going to do the same as well. So check this out. You've probably heard of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. They sound like big global plans, right? But really, they start with us. The words we use, the choices we make, and the actions we take every single day. Welcome to SDG's Word of the Day, brought to you by the Ministry of Planning, Economic Affairs, and Development in partnership with the TBC Radio Network. Every day, we'll shine a light on one word connected to an important global goal. We will break it down, talk about what it means, why it matters, and how it shows up in real life. These goals also take center stage in the season of Spellbound, now in a special repeat broadcast Tuesdays and Thursdays this July, August, 1:10 p.m. on CNC3. So in Trinidad, they've got the rerun of the show Spellbound, and these are some of the words that they used in the competition. And we've got the word of the day, and well, I mean, we're going to find out if we can spell better than a 10-year-old. So the word of the day, let's keep it connecting the dots as we continue celebrating for the SDGs. Let me just find the word of the day. It is deforestation. All right, deforestation isn't just about cutting down trees. It's about losing habitats, biodiversity, and even our ability to fight climate change. And that's why Sustainable Development Goal 15, Life on Land Matters, is about protecting forests, restoring ecosystems, and ensuring that nature thrives for generations to come. So here's today's challenge. What's one way you can stand against deforestation? Maybe by supporting reforestation projects, reducing paper waste, or sharing the importance of trees. Because when we protect our forests, we protect our future. And that's the root of real change. So what do you think about deforestation, Corin? Corin?
Yes.
Yes, deforestation. You have any ideas on that?
I think so, yes.
Let's hear them.
So, okay, let me put it this way. You know what deforestation is?
It's like when people cut down trees and stuff.
Right. And what do you think we can do to prevent or come back from deforestation?
Let's see. Maybe find like other materials to make stuff out of, because usually people chop down trees for the wood.
Mm-hmm.
So you could like find a, so you could find like a different material. Well, that's more eco-friendly to make stools and stuff out of.
You see, you have a pretty good answer. I like that one. Also, I was thinking we could probably plant a few trees. You know, get the community together and get to those places that have less trees and actually plant new ones. All right, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue right here inside Freedom 106.5 FM as we continue to talk to Corin and her mummy. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Carrie Festa and what your plans for the day look like. All right, we'll be right back. All right, so welcome back to ENT. Just in case you're now joining me inside Human Impact, we have our celebrity 10-year-old writer, Miss Corin Clark, online, also with her mommy, Dion. And we're talking about her venture into Carrie Festa, which is happening in Barbados, and she'll be representing St. Kitts and Nevis with her books. Corin, what do you do for fun? I mean, I know that you love writing, but what are some of the things that you do for fun?
I like to read. I sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to sketch.
You love to sketch. What are there different things you'd like to sketch? Is it just like landscapes or objects or people? What do you like to draw?
I like to draw little cartoon food sometimes.
Oh.
So I put cute little faces on them.
So do you illustrate your books as well?
Me? No.
And why not? Is it too much work? She's shaking her head yes. Okay. So do you play a part in what your book looks like?
Yeah. So like the name of the illustrator, her name is Tiffany Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Trinidad as well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And usually she just like does the illustrations, and then if there's something wrong, I like send it back, and then until we get it
mm-hmm.
good, and then that's the final results that we put.
All right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say in the book.
Mm-hmm. And what the stories you would like to tell. Give us, if Corinne could see into a crystal ball and you can see the next 3 to 5 years of your life, what do you want to do?
So in 3 years I'll be 13, I'll be 15. I'm still gonna be busy with school.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm 13 I'll be in about the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. I might start thinking about what I want to do for college, because hey, it's never too early.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I've been meaning to work on my cooking skills, because I don't want to burn the house down. And I also want to be a chef when I grow up.
Oh, so you're going to be a chef, a writer, and environmentalist as well, because you care a lot about the environment.
We're not so sure about that last one, though, probably.
Okay.
But, yeah, and probably, like, I would probably be maybe, like, a scientist. I want to be I'm deciding between a chef and a scientist, but I got some time.
You will? Strange enough, I don't... Mommy could probably do this research for you. There is a Trini couple living abroad who decided to get into being chefs, and they use their chemistry knowledge of how things work with one another in terms of food and chemical reactions, and they develop food ideas from that. So you could have the best of both worlds.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of...
You know that name?
Their names, I will get it for you, but they have a restaurant, I believe, in New York, is it?
Okay, we'll definitely look that up.
But they did a Food Network show, and they won. So you can check them out. Yeah, and they were first chemical engineers, and then they decided to get into food just by chance, and they're making it big out there.
That's amazing. Corinne, we looked that up for sure. Remind me, okay?
Okay.
All right. I saw someone celebrating in the back, Corinne.
That's my granddad.
That's my grandpa, yeah.
Oh, good morning, Grandpa.
He's in the bathroom.
So, Corinne, I know that you're very excited about getting into Carafesta. For the young children who are listening right now and on vacation, what advice do you have for them as for spending? We have an extra week in Trinidad now. You have any advice for them as to how to spend that extra week?
First of all, you're lucky you have an extra week. My school starts at September the 1st. Just get as much relaxed time as you can, because as Rihanna said, work.
As Rihanna said, she is quite right. Yeah. But work brings a lot of rewards as well, so. Yeah? I love your beads. How do you come about that hairstyle? How do you choose your colors?
These came in a pack, like glow in the dark, so like if you turn off the light. But I have different colors as well. These all are glow in the dark, and then I have some normal ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some silicone ones.
Very nice. All right. So, Corinne, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I know that you're a very busy lady. And Ms. Dion, thank you so much for allowing us to interview this exceptional young lady. And yeah, we look forward to more chronicles of Corinne.
I might be a busy lady, but I'm not a busy lady today. My plan after this was to go in bed, back in bed.
So wait. You got out of your bed to do this interview with us?
Yes, I didn't want to get up.
Oh, I thank you so much for actually taking the time, love, and, granting us with your presence. I do appreciate.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having us, Tasca.
No problem. And as soon as that next book is out, you can come to us, of course. And when you're having your book festival or back in Trinidad, come and visit us here at Freedom, no?
Okay.
We can definitely make that happen.
All right. Take care, Corinne. Be good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you, Daddy Ron, as well.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.